Well, the Prime Minister and the Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, today addressed the media about the airport terror threat. They argue it is contained and that the delays should disappear. The Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, joins me on Perth Live this afternoon. G'day, Michael.
Nice to talk to you, Ollie.
You too, Michael. The airport terror threat has been contained, according to yourself and the Prime Minister. What does that mean?
It means that we're very confident that our law enforcement and intelligence agencies have disrupted the plot that has obviously been occupying our minds over the past week. So what that means is that we can put the security level at the security threat for the aviation sector has gone down. And obviously we'll be taking measures that are commensurate with that to ensure that people can flow through our airports in the easiest possible way.
So that will return to as business as usual, basically, as it was around 10 days ago?
No, the threat has returned to the level that it was, but we'll be maintaining heightened levels of checking, but it won't be to the same extent that we have been over the last couple of days as our police and agencies move to thwart this particular plot.
Now, we have had a few people on the program this week, including the Pilots Association, say that we need to have everybody who's about to board an aircraft domestically, not only their boarding pass checked, but also a form of identification, a license or a passport, needs to be eyeballed by one of those cabin crew working on an aircraft when someone's about to board an aeroplane. Is this something that the government is looking at, increasing that security?
Look, we constantly review the measures that we do take at our airports in particular to make sure that they are actually fit to ensure the safety of the travelling public. So if there's something more that we were required to do and we had advice from our agencies that we should do it, then we would look upon that and make a decision about whether to do it or not. But look, at this stage, we believe that the posture we've got at the airports, the screening that we have at the airports is adequate for the threat that we face. And of course, we're very confident that it would have also stopped this particular plot as well. So if we were required to change it based on further advice, then we would do so. But at this stage, we think we've got the measures about right.
And when you talk about this plot, I see that the Daily Telegraph has been reporting that the terror plot involved turning a family member into a suicide bomber by having them unknowingly, carry a bomb onto an international flight. Can you confirm any of those details?
Look, I can't, Ollie, because it's a matter of people. People will need to be charged and then placed before a court, and it will be a matter for a court to determine all of that detail. But what I can say is that we are confident that the police have received a significant amount of evidence over the past few days and that charges will ultimately be laid.
Okay, so that's some reassurance at the moment that under Australian terror laws, just remind us at the moment, Michael Keenan, obviously, that these suspects can be held up to a period of 7 days. I think we'd be into day 4 or 5 now. So if there are to be charges, we'd be expecting them soon.
Well, look, I've had regular briefings from the Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, and the evidence that they've collected is very strong. These matters always matters for the police, but as I said, they've advised us they're very confident that charges will be laid.
All right, Michael Keenan, appreciate that. And while I have you enjoyed the week-long visit of the Prime Minister to our great state of Perth and of Western Australia?
Look, I think it's been great to have the Prime Minister and the whole Cabinet here, and as West Australians would know, they're fanned out literally across the whole state. So to be talking to West Australians, taking the temperature here, and obviously, you know, there's some particular issues that are of concern to West Australians, not least of which is the GST distribution. So this has been a great opportunity for the whole Cabinet to hear that directly from the West Australian public. The PM is going to be back here quite regularly between now and the end of the year. So look, I think it's been great that he's spent the best part of the week here, and I was with him this morning, and he's heading up to the northwest of the state now, and it's been a really good exercise, I think.
And do you think he understands the frustrations that you have, that I have, that many West Australians have around this GST issue, around looking for some leadership, some direction in helping our state pick itself up off the ground?
Look, there's absolutely no question he understands that. I mean, he understands it because the West Australian members of the Liberal Party have been at him about this for a long time. But as he's said sort of several times whilst they've been here, I mean, this is an issue that doesn't pass the pub test in any pub in WA. So he completely understands it. And look, the evidence of that is that he's the only one who said he's going to do something about it. So, I mean, I think West Australians can be assured that this is one of the Prime Minister's most important priorities at the moment.
And as you say, Michael Keenan, he will be back again soon, so we won't have to wait 11 months before we see Malcolm Turnbull back in Western Australia.
No, look, he plans to be back here several times over the next few months.
Michael Keenan, I know it's been a busy day for you. Appreciate your time on Perth Live.
Nice to talk to you, Ollie.
That is Michael Keenan, the Justice Minister.